from those search results. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 7th of January, 2017. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Good morning. We just figured you...
7th of what month, sir?
What did I say? Meant February.
What did you say?
I got the year right. Come on. I've got January
right. Well, we wanted
here
to start this new intro, but we thought we'd wait till after Super Bowl. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about this morning after Super Bowl, right? Of course, Super Bowl was Sunday. And we were just coming back from the mountains yesterday. I mean, talk about, you know, I mean, we went through some pretty, not super severe, but we went through some wonderful driving experiences on up to Reno and back. And we made it without chains, but we did buy chains. That's a whole other story.
I'm taking my chains back.
We're gonna exchange them.
I will exchange them,
but to
we'll
keep exchange the whips, of course.
Yep. Yes.
Oh yeah. Whips.
Okay, sure. Currently 55 degrees now. Bob Longy, always at the helm this morning. Good morning, Bob.
And good morning. I was just looking at some rainfall totals.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's hear about it.
Right now at Shasta Dam, yes, for the last day we have official numbers for, which was yesterday, they recorded over 2 inches of rain at the dam. Rainfall accumulations over the last couple of days, upwards of about 7 or 8 inches. Seasonal total since they started racking the season up back in, I think it's October or November when they start the clock on the rainfall. Almost 56 inches of rain. At Shasta Dam.
That's at Shasta Dam. Wow.
Lake jumped almost 4 feet between the 5th and the 6th.
That's four feet in 1 day.
Yeah, and I could actually get out a calculator and tell you how many gallons, but it's a load.
Yeah, well, that we're talking billions, hundreds of billions of gallons.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. Hello. I hope everybody had a great weekend, a super weekend, you might say. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the rest of the weather look like, though?
Well, it looks like we, again, today our highs are going to be 55 with our, 59 with our lows of around 49. And again, we have a flood watch all the way until Wednesday. And it's just that we are throughout till Wednesday, we are up to rain every day. Wednesday night, again, heavy rain and breezy 55 that day with the with lots of winds. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We have more intense weather coverage in just a bit. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay. Now, we went to Reno. We have our own tradition now with our good friends, Ted and Lisa. And we head on over to Reno at Silver Legacy. And we go to the Super Bowl party, essentially, and get tickets to that. Now, the Super Bowl party, it's in two big ballrooms there, one smaller than the other. And we were in the Silver Legacy Room this time. And they have a bunch of pro football players come in, you know, retired pro football players. Well, we met some last year, Conrad Dobler and the Dirtiest Man in Football, and several other, you know, quarterbacks, Tony Hill and all these. Well, we're walking through the Legacy heading for the casino. I know it's hard to believe. And we run into Dobler and two or three of these other guys, and they remember us from last year. They don't remember us. It's kind of like when you see somebody's face. So we said, all right, who are you picking? Who is it? And Dobler says, well, I haven't put all my logarithms into my computer to figure out
right
which one. And I'm looking at him. I said, do you have a computer? He goes, oh, well, yeah. Anyway, so then we run into Ted and I run into Tony Hill, Tony the Thrill Hill, Hall of Fame, Super Bowl winner.
I'm wearing a hat signed by him today,
That's
by the
right
way.
And we said, what do you think? He says, Falcons all the way. Oh, okay. So we, you know, so the whole thing is, so who should we bet for? We have another friend who said, put here, you know, put $100 on the Falcons. Forget the point spread, just $100 on the Falcons, which would have brought them back, you know, money. Because the Patriots were up by 3 points. It was Patriots, I had to win by three. So we're in there. Of course, we get – have you ever seen these – Bob, have you ever seen these little things where you can bet on, like, everything?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
These parlays? So I we had one, if you win – if you select 15 of them, you win $100,000, and you bet five. I had to do that. We had to do that. Oh, then we had one where you pick – when what's going on in the game, and you pick five, and you get paid 20 to 1. Okay. Now, I hit four of those five. I didn't think that they'd be scoring from within a yard. And that's what it had to be. Little did I know that they had to, you know, they did that several times. But, so the game begins. We're surrounded by Falcon fans.
That's, yeah, everybody at the table were Falcon fans. In fact, most of the room.
Most of the room was Falcon fans.
I think there might have been 20 in the entire room that were, like, rooting for the Patriots.
So, of course, everybody knows what happens. It's 20 to 0 or 20 to 3 at the half.
Well, that would have been the time to place a bet.
Well, no. Okay. There was a man in Vegas that put $1 million bet on the Falcons. He had $1 million bet on the Falcons. Think about this. He had $1 million bet on the Falcons. Imagine how he felt at the halftime. He was thinking of ways to spend all that money because that was going to be a lot of money coming back.
Yeah.
Well, of course, they come back, and we see Hill during the halftime, and Linda gets her hat that she's wearing today signed by him. And I said, looks like you were right, Tony. And he goes, I mean, like I really know him. And he goes, yeah, hey, Tony, looks like you're really right. He goes, hey, bro. Well, he didn't say bro. He said, hey, he says, don't count him out. Don't count
Brady.
Don't count Brady out yet. This game's not over. And, you know, you walk away.
At that point, it was 28, still at 28 to 3.
No, it was 20 to 3 at that point. Then it became 28 to 3.
Okay. Well, all I know.
21 to 3. Anyway, it became 28 to 3.
Is that people left?
People were leaving there.
There were early headlines.
Sucker.
Early headlines that I watched the next day about how early headlines in Florida, they would pick up in the morning if they got the early edition, it showed. That it was, what they call it? What was the headline?
It was a Dewey Defeats Truman thing.
It says Atlanta wins. It said Atlanta wins. That was the early edition out of Boston because they have to get the early editions out, you know. So at that point.
You can't do that with the third quarter.
21 to 3.
Yeah. So anyway, we could not believe. And by the way, you know, I'm not a big bettor. I don't even have a team that I super root for. I just. Really have admired that Brady was on the revenge tour,
okay.
For the Deflategate, and that he was suspended for four games, and that he had this glorious moment of when Roger Goodell had to shake his hand and hand him the trophy.
Asked
me why I thought that was great. I was like wanting that moment. I don't know why. I wanted that moment. And he deserved that moment. He did.
Okay, I tell you what, let's take an early break and I'll tell you why. Because we're going to come back and talk about some things about the Super Bowl that probably you know, but maybe you don't know. But things about the winning of that and what a lesson in life it is. For what happened in the Super Bowl, on a couple of different things, and then the aftermath of the Super Bowl, and some of the things that happened after the Super Bowl was over, and it's going on till today. It's 13 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here, 7 February 2017, 55 degrees. It's raining. It's going to stay raining. Our weather rock, I tell you, it was wet, except it's been washed away. Last time it was seen, it was rolling down the street in a flood. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsek for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, the very best in-home health care you're ever going to find. Everybody in this that works for Sharon Clark has been background investigated, is insured, everything. Handpicked for your home, whether short-term or long-term. You're not going to find better than Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350. Home Helpers, Sharon Clark, local business.
Welcome back to the show. And, yes, we were talking about Super Bowl. Just a couple things I wanted to share is that I like to watch the Super Bowl, the halftime, who sings the national anthem, the patriotism, because the Super Bowl is the biggest, you know, the most viewed show in the world. You know, what happens in America? It's really just I wanted to see this, and it doesn't matter. I like to just watch a good game. So while we're sitting there at the table with a lot of the Falcon fans and Falcons fans in the entire room, I just wanted to have I wanted the Patriots to score because you want to. I mean, that was just I was telling our friends, if you left the room. And you came back after a couple of the, the first and the second part of the show, part of the game.
The first half of the second half.
Yeah.
Right.
You would think, okay, wait a minute, that score is incorrect. It would be like it was flipped, like your mind was doing tricks. There's no way that the Patriots are 3 and Atlanta's 28. There was just no way.
No way.
So, I mean, but it was happening, and it was just like, what? I just wanted to, I like a close game. So when they came in at that back and they chipped away and they chipped away and they chipped away. Okay, so after they win and we're just like, we were screaming because it was just such a good game. Talk about sweating under your arms for just this, it was exciting.
Of course, there was.
That's the game. That's
table.
What I like to
our
see.
Our table was excited. Everybody was kind of looking at us because they were all Falcon fans. But hey, guess what? A game's a game.
But I told Carl, now be very careful, because it's kind of like Trump winning. You got to be very careful when you walk through the crowd. Because we were at the bar afterwards, and there was this group of guys, And Carl turns around and goes,
"Hey, having a good day?
No, did you win?" And that guy, I thought if he could have hit you across the face right then, he would have.
Well, you know, I was.
But then he looked at you and said, "I better not screw with that guy." But no, anyway, for a minute,
it's because Ted Lighty was standing behind me, 6'4". I go, "Wait a minute, wait, son, get here in front of me here." No, what it was,
so
he said,
the guy
just looked at me, and then he goes, he says, "Baseball season's just around the corner." That's what he said, and I went, "Okay,
oh,
have
boy.
A great day." Now. The other thing, too, is here's what's happened afterwards. Okay, first of all, Lady Gaga was great. And now there's
wonderful
comments about the fact that her shorts were tight and that her belly.
Oh, please.
That her belly was overlapping just a little bit. I mean, my gosh, the woman was doing so much
work.
She
was aerial artwork, jumping and flipping. And you know, I think, you know what, here's the thing.
You know, half the
wake up, America.
Dying right there.
Wake up, America. Wake up, people. That's real. That is just totally real.
And comments about the shoulder pads.
I love it.
If shoulder pads were demonic, half of the 80s would have gone to hell.
It was so David Bowie in the beginning. I love it. She was great. She did a great job. And I kept thinking, oh, God, you know, because I know my mom and dad didn't want watch because they kept hearing that she was going to
make a political statement.
But she, you know, I know that they said, "Did you see all the hidden meetings?" Well, there were hidden meetings in every ad, every television ad. There was some kind of hidden meeting.
There was pretty political ads. First of all, I didn't notice any hidden meetings, but maybe that's just because I'm obtuse. But okay, now after the game, okay, here's the thing. Here's the story of life.
Okay,
and here's what you can get out of the Super Bowl: is never give up. Make this day work, then you make tomorrow work, then you make the next day work. That's the secret. The secret is never give up. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in your partners. Have faith in your team.
And be prepared.
Keep yourself prepared and never give up. It also helps if the opposition crashes, but they don't have to. And this is what they did. They just made the play. Then they made the next play. Then they made the play after that. And then they just kept coming. Was there any doubt in anybody's mind on the 5-yard line with 3 minutes left or 2.5 minutes left, whatever it was, when Tom Brady got the ball on the 5-yard line with 3 minutes left in the game, he was not going to score? Was there any doubt in anybody's mind that he wasn't going to take it all the way down the field and score? And when they did, and they tied it with a 2-point conversion, was there any doubt in the overtime that the Patriots were going to win?
Yeah,
none.
Because well, because the first two quarters were not good. There were a lot of misses and a lot of fumbles and a lot of
sacking.
There was a lot of stuff that went on, you know, we listened to Mad Dog Radio on the way back because I wanted to hear
Mad Dog Sports.
I really wanted to hear what people were calling in and what they felt. And, you know, I just didn't realize how unpopular Tom Brady and the Patriots are.
I didn't know either. I mean, I saw that. But, okay, so here it is. So now you're seeing hashtags, not my Super Bowl champs.
But giving props. Let me go back with that. Let me finish my thought.
Okay.
Not popular, but they said, even though I hate Brady and I hate the Patriots, you've got to tip your hat because he is – the best. They call him the GOAT. I never knew what the GOAT. Look it up. What is GOAT? What is GOAT?
Greatest of all time. And I didn't. He said he's the GOAT. And I thought, GOAT, is that something to do with because he doesn't take a shower?
Did
he lose a game? They said, man, you're the GOAT. And then, no, it's greatest of all time.
5 MVPs, first Super Bowl ever to go into overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And there was more. More yards passed. The largest point spread for a team to come back and win.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, okay, so for the people that are not my Super Bowl champs because they're mad because Trump and Belichick are friends of Trump, okay, I'm going to be reaching a little bit on this one, but think of this. Nobody thought Trump had a chance either, and he pulled it out in the last 2 weeks because he was everywhere. Clinton was resting on her laurels, dancing with Beyonce in Philadelphia, and where was Trump? He was knocking on doors in Minnesota.
Yeah,
and he didn't give up. He took this day, then he took the next day, and then he took the next day. He made this play, he made the next play, and he won. And people aren't going to say, "Wait a minute, you're, how can you do that?" It's easy. Just look at what happened. Here's the last thing. another hashtag came out and said, Starbucks is hiring 10,000 Falcon fans.
Now, what was it about you said I'm banning Starbucks now because?
Okay. We'll start. Starbucks is taking some big hits
here.
They
have lost my, you know, even if I'm desperate, I'm not going
to. I went back and gave back my Starbucks card to them and said, here's a gift card I haven't used. Take it back. Mm. And you know why? Because, one, they said, well, we're going to hire 10,000 aliens. Why don't you make a big thing of hiring 10,000 veterans, 10,000 Americans? They need jobs.
Yeah.
Why 10,000 aliens? The other thing, of course, is that they're anti-Second Amendment. But, yeah, okay. Nobody went into Starbucks.
All right, so let's go back to Friday night. And I think this is very interesting because we went to go see the musical Kinky Boots, the Broadway musical Kinky Boots. My parents got us tickets, and it was, of course, several winners of a recipient of Tony Awards. Cyndi Lauper did the music and the lyrics. It was fantastic. Of course, the story is about accepting people as who they are, tolerance and acceptance. It was beautifully done. It was very interesting, Carl, because I had friends ask me, well, what did Carl think of it? What do they think that you're going to think?
I don't know what they thought I was going to think. I thought it was a great first of all. If you know me, you know that.
A man is wearing red boots and he likes to dress in drag. So what?
Hey, it doesn't make you a bad person. Anyway, but, you know, people that know me know that if I go to the theater, I like to sit on the aisle. Well, in this one, the aisles are like 100 yards long. I mean, the rows are 100 yards long.
With no breakage in it.
I'm not kidding you. Tom Brady would have to lean back and kind of give it a, you know, that's how long these rows were. Well, we sat in the exact center of these rows. So I had like 50 people on one side and 50 people on the other side.
Everybody was very courteous.
I was in seat.
Serious theater people.
I was in seat 38. Linda was in seat 37. And we were exactly in the center. So that meant there was 35 on one side and 35 on the other side. Because when we walked in, it said seats, we'll say 70. Okay, so there were 70 seats on this. So I'm sitting here in the middle of this. I've got this huge guy in front of me. And
we're going to go see Phantom of the Opera on my birthday.
Bottom line is this. Woo! Bottom line is this, my friends. Kinky Boots. The play itself is just outstanding. And it's all about one thing. It's not about accepting other people, though that's a big part of it. It's accepting yourself. It's being happy with yourself. And once you've accepted yourself and you can love yourself, then you can love other people. You can have these preconceived notions about people that are wrong. Or that you have them. So in your mind, they are like this. And what it could be about a religion, it could be about a race, it could be something. But if you let yourself get to know that other person, you may be surprised that they're really, you know, that your preconceived notions are wrong. But the big thing is that if you accept who you are, accept your frailties, but accept the good things about yourself, then you can accept other people's frailties. Right. And this one song, he says, I'll never be the son my father wanted. Because, of course,
I'm not my father's son. Tearjerker.
It was absolutely where you know, he's singing about what his father wanted was a football player or a baseball player.
A fighter.
That's right. He was a fighter. His dad was a professional fighter. He wanted him to be a fighter. And he taught him to fight. He had 11 bouts, and on the 12th bout, he came out in this a wedding dress, silk.
He had a fixation on red shoes.
And his red boots to fight in. He says, my dad never talked to me again. So you have that. So was it a good play? Yes. Was it a good musical?
Well, there's an independent film that I saw. Like, I like independent films, and this is, you know, I used to attend a lot of the film festivals, the independent films, the foreign films, and this is an independent film that was out probably, I think, maybe 15, maybe even 20 years ago, called Kinky Boots. It's a British film. Really well done, very cute. Then to find out, oh, there's this musical. I said, oh, my God, is that from that movie? Well, yes, it's based on the film. In fact, the friends that we were with that saw the film on Broadway or saw the show on Broadway, and she went on her birthday and just loved it. And, you know, I mean, you would think, you know, as a macho man, of course, because it's about like what Carl was saying. So anyway, they didn't know that there was a film. So the reason we're bringing this up is see the film. It's a great family film, really. And the musical is just absolutely, we're going to buy the soundtrack. It was just a blast. So that was Friday night. And, you know, I think it's wonderful to go and expose yourself and your family always to theater. And I wanted my parents went on Sunday. So I said, please call me. But they called on while we were at Super Bowl, right? And they said, I said, please tell me. I want to see what you think. And a dad, you know, Korean War veteran, mom, what did you guys? And she called, oh, my God, we loved it. We just loved it. Oh, my God, this guy was great. And the guy that was a lead made the show. And the guys that were the drag queens that were fabulous. And they just went on and on and on. So there you go.
All right. Now, a few of the ones that were dancing in the Angels, I thought were women. I thought they were women until later on in the show. Yeah. I was looking at this redhead.
That's why he said,
I was looking
this
at this
theater.
Redhead, and I'm thinking,
she's hot.
No, yeah. And then the redhead comes out like in the third act wearing, and she's got this little bikini and on, and you can look, and I mean, she's built like, she's got that, you know, the like a wrestler's body. and you notice, well, that's not a girl.
Yeah.
So
a little something extra.
Yeah, there's some junk in the trunk.
Yeah, that bikini was tight. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Do not call the 800 number. Call your local guy, Doug Tooley, a veteran that owns B&T Satellite. 241-DISH. Ask how you can save $100 and help a local veteran save $100 also. Yep, that thing is going on right now. That deal is going on. Again, 241-DISH. Do not call the 800 number. We'll be right back after these messages with a little talk about what's going on in the cabinet selections. And is President Trump setting up journalists to be assassinated?
You got something for me. Something you call love. But confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Celebrate the North State's heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log Boating Skills Competition, equipment displays, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Logger Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, Eddie Axer Construction, Les Schwab Tire Centers, and Warner Enterprises. And remember, admission is free.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 7th of February, 2017. 55, going up to 59 today. It looks like it might rain today. Okay, yes, it will rain today. And, in fact, it's raining right now, and it's going to rain tomorrow. It's going to rain Thursday. It's going to rain Friday. It may start clearing off this weekend. I think it is. So, but we've got another 3 inches of a good rain coming down this week. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. This is what Ted Leidy does for a living. At Northern Firearms Instruction, teaches all over the Northern California, Central California region with all of his instructors. It's the most complete CCW training you will get in Northern California or anywhere in California. Right here at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check out the website at readingccw.com. There's a tactical rifle course coming up at the end of April and also an advanced pistol course. Okay. Now,
all right, and today the Democrats announced their intention to hold the floor for the next 24 hours to protest Trump's Education Secretary nominee, Betsy DeVos. Her nomination has drawn fierce opposition from teachers, unions, and many others. So what do you think about this, Carl?
Well, what's happening is the senators are getting and taking, Democrats are taking a lot of heat from their constituents, the far left, the Bernie people. And they're pushing them real hard on this. And then you have so they're saying, oh, this DeVos doesn't know anything. She says it's okay to have guns in schools. What she said when somebody said, can you see any reason why there should be a gun in school? Well, I can see lots of reasons why there should be guns in schools, protect people. A gun-free zone didn't do very well in Sandy Hook or other places on campuses. I can see – I would have said that. Well, yeah, I do see places where there's guns. She said something about – she says for protection of children, if they're in Alaska, they have trouble with grizzly bears. So they immediately fixate on, oh, so you should have guns in schools because of grizzly bears? It's the same thing that they do. They take a sentence out of context and they run with it. Well, here's the bottom line is she believes in charter schools, which is great. She's not strong on unions, which is great, the teachers' unions. Here's the other thing, though. She also believes in strong public schools. As Tom Cotton, the senator from Oklahoma, says, hey, we don't have a lot of wealthy people in a lot of private schools where I'm from. We need a strong, good education at public high schools. Of course we do. The question is all the in my opinion, all the billions, hundreds of billions of dollars we're spending running the Department of Education, wouldn't that money be better served down in the states and in the counties and in the school districts to, one, hire the best teachers, two, bring back those things that, in the arts, shop, industrial arts, whatever it is, to bring those things back. All those hundreds of billions of dollars are being spent on the Department of Education. It was started under Carter. How in the heck did we become leaders of the world without the Department of Education? And why is it that we're sliding down, if you look at our scholastic scores, since that Department of Education came up, was made? Could there be a parallel here? You can say, oh, Department of Education, we get our fingers in the midst of everything and it starts going downhill and then we spend more money on the Department of Education. I mean, think about this. How much money needs to go to the Department of Education? Wouldn't that money be better served going to the states and to your local school district? Which is a little bit of a reach from Betsy DeVos, but she believes in a strong public education. And it's going to come down to another historical thing. If they peel off, another Republican won't make any difference. But if the Republicans stand, they've had two of them go over to the other side, it's going to take Vice President Pence
to come down. It'll be a story that's never happened before in a cabinet appointment. Kind of like Super Bowl, where nobody's ever come back from that big a deficit.
So there.
But it came, now the Democrats are also slow rolling getting the rest of the cabinet people in there. They're not even showing up for meetings. So what the Republicans are doing says fine, and they just go for a simple vote 12-0, and they move them on to the next till they get a vote on the floor. Now here's the thing is they can thanks to Harry Reid, and Harry, thank you, man. You went in, you gave us this. The nuclear option where you only need 50 plus one for cabinets and judges, not the Supreme Court judge. No, I think that'll come around this time. If not this time, next time for sure, that you're going to get – you'll get the nuclear option because, hey, Democrats began it and Republicans are just going to run with it. Okay. What else?
All right. So here's something out of the Christian Science Monitor. Could Brexit pressure push May to surrender British independence to U.S.? The Brexit result is widely viewed as a demand that the government prioritize British sovereignty, but that principle may undermine by any free trade deal Prime Minister may cut with President Trump.
Well, I think that the Christian Science Monitor has a tendency to be far left.
Really?
At one time, they didn't. I think that now they have a tendency to be leaning out there.
Well, what do you say? Can you comment besides the fact of where they're leaning?
Well, no, I'm just saying is that the United States and England, Great Britain, need to be tight. Yeah. And that's what they're doing. She's reaching out, he's reaching out to her, saying, hey, we can have some great trade agreements. I tell you, the people that invest most in the United States are the Brits, or Great Britain. I think it's like Great Britain is one of the leaders. He's got other countries, but Great Britain is right up there in the top two or three that's invested in the United States. And we need to have that strong alliance. We've had that strong alliance for a century. We need more.
Yet another, oh my God, the sky is going to fall down and everything's going to be wiped out. And it's, the system does have a high degree of self-correction in it. Are there bumps? You bet there are.
Sure,
but
there are.
The system corrects.
But the thing about it is that, a woman divorcing her husband after 22 years because he voted for Trump. I would say that I would hope that's not the only reason that that's happened. Now, they have gone in and they've done studies that people are more in turmoil now, a month after he's been, about a month after he's been inaugurated. And they're even more turmoil. But, others are saying, okay, it's starting to calm down. But the polls show that people aren't talking to members of their family still. This is so ridiculous.
I'm still on my Facebook semi-boycott. I post stuff about my show, and that's it.
Well, here's the other thing. Get this. An MSNBC host, I couldn't find the name, it was just all the headlines, has suggested that Trump will be responsible for, quote, mysterious deaths of journalists. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Mysterious deaths of journalists.
Mysterious deaths.
Because he says it's fake news. They're saying that you know what, he's going to get people so riled up that they're going to go out and they're going to, all of a sudden journalists, really hard-hitting journalists, all of a sudden mysteriously die, hit by cars, drown. I don't know. Eat a slug.
Well, here's one now.
This is where we're getting to, everybody. Now, listen to what they're saying. Listen to what people are saying. Come on.
I want to get your input on this one. So, of course, before the Super Bowl, O'Reilly interviewed Trump. So his question was, so defunding is your weapon of choice? A weapon. I don't want to refund this. I don't want to defund the state. Trump said, we're talking about California.
Oh, California is a sanctuary state.
I don't want to defund anybody. I want to give them the money they need to properly operate as a city or a state. If they're going to have sanctuary cities, we may have to do that. Certainly, that would be a weapon.
Of course, it will be. To think that a state can say that. Oh no, we can just override the federal law. Is funny. I mean, they don't like it here. What would California do? What would Sacramento do if we said, hey, we're out here in Redding, we're up here in Northern California, we don't agree with you spending money on the high-speed train? So we're withholding our taxes on that, our portion of the taxes on that. Well, you can't do that. Well, yeah, see, we can. Or how about this? Your gun – oh, this is better. Northern California, the, quote, state of Jefferson counties, become sanctuary cities for people that disobey the California gun laws. That's better. Mm. That's better. We could do that. I mean, if they're going to disobey federal laws on illegals that are here and not help, why can't we? Why can't our lawmen, our officials say, "Well, fine, then we're not going to enforce that. We're not going to help you guys. You come down, you want to look for somebody? Nah, that's not going to happen. Yeah. We're not going to help you. We're not going to enforce those. This is going to be a sanctuary. This is going to be a sanctuary county." Against gun bans.
The sheriff says he doesn't have the manpower to go out and look for
large
magazines.
There you go. So think of us as a sanctuary city for against the gun laws that the crazy Democrats legislators have made down in Sacramento, among with other things. We got to take a break here, though. And then we're going to get back to whoever's calling, I promise you, right after this break. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends down at Wellgate Sports Club.
Located at 1740 Eureka Way. In fact, tomorrow we're going to have them, talk about 2017, largest saltwater pool. It's a real club. Get back into your body. That's what we have to do in 2017. Because otherwise, you know, cookie monsters come in. So you got to just make sure you're on top of your game. And that's the best. Hey, watch what happened with their 39-year-old world, you know, class quarterback. Because he's really into his body and health. So
How about Christy Brinkley?
63 years old in a swimsuit. Yeah.
She's in the swimsuit issue of Sports
Illustrated. With her two daughters. She looks fabulous. And she's happy and she's healthy and she's who she is at this age. And that's the same thing that, you know, we all need to, like, take a look at that in 2017. So go to Wellgate Sports Club and figure it out. You know, just don't be so competitive with that you have to be fabulous and perfect. Just be the best that you can be, and that starts with an inner journey. Wellgate Sports Club. And we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl like Linda me, right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Hope you're having a great day. It's going to be rainy. It's going to be like this for the next 4 days. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Get out of the rain. Run into Four Winds Jewelry. Go out and buy a diamond necklace or a diamond bracelet. It's the only full-service jewelry store in the whole town, right there with the only trained watch repairmen. Jewelry builders, jewelry designers, they got it all at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to weigh in on the conversation you had before the break about what's going on with the sanctuary state, and mm-hmm. to let you know that Tehama County last Tuesday proposed a resolution saying that their county is not part of the sanctuary state of California and that they would enforce all federal law.
Oh. Well, you know what? I don't see how the state can tell you to disobey a federal law, which is what this is supposed to be. And if you don't, and if you know, they can't. What the sanctuary state says is no city or county municipality will help the feds when it comes to illegals. And I don't see how they can say that. They cannot. I don't think they can trump a federal law like that.
Well, they've been doing it so far in the cities, but
we talked about this last night.
You know, if Tehama County does it, if there were many counties up here in the state of Jefferson doing the same resolution, we could all hang together and make a statement that we do not want to be part of this sanctuary state.
Well, did they pass it or not?
They are writing it up. The sheriff was on board with it as well, Sheriff Hancrat. So I imagine that today, now this was last Tuesday, so today at their board meeting, I imagine they will be discussing it.
Well, I mean, has the state passed it yet?
Yeah, it was passed last Tuesday.
Has the governor signed it, though?
The governor has not signed it, but it passed in one day.
Well, I'm sure.
I mean, they have supermajority down there. Yeah. They can pass anything.
Well, let Governor Brown either sign it or veto it, and then let them come back and do something like that. And if they do, I think it's a perfect time then for the county to stand up in the city and say, we're not going to obey that law. We're going to obey the federal law. I mean, they don't need this on their plate. They already got enough troubles as it is. But, you know, and that to me is a simple thing to do. Hey, we're not going to. This is not a sanctuary county. This is not a sanctuary city.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. You know what? And to me, that's really important, is that if the state wants to become a sanctuary state, if you want to be a sanctuary city or a sanctuary county, be that. You know, you can, you know, that's your people. If L.A. wants to be a sanctuary city, fine. You know, do that. You know, you suffer what happens after that. If you want to make us a sanctuary state, then we all suffer if we don't believe in it. If we're not going to do it, then they say, okay, we're just going to cut off $100 million when it comes to road help. Ah, okay.
Ah.
That was me going, ah. All right. A lot of people in the chat room today.
What are we saying today?
Well, UNR is a great university. My kids attended there. Great engineering programs. They said UNR is a good school.
My brother went to medical school. It was the first year. So my brother's been practicing. Let's see, this must have been in the late 70s. So, and he went for 11 years. Of course, residency was Madison, Wisconsin. But he went through medical school in UNLV. It was really first graduating school. So at that point, you know, it was not nearly the status it is now. And my brother, you know, worked through medical school. So it was really hard for him. And now, again, like I said, it's got such great, you know, great reputation and all that good stuff. But so he went through 11 years of school because he was an anesthesiologist. He was a double anesthesiologist and internist. So, but he has great memories of Reno. But we have friends here, dear friends, that are moving to Reno. Actually, we've had three couples we've known in the last 8 years that have moved to Reno. So why we were just out of curiosity, like, okay. So we went to some of the newer neighborhoods that the new developments that are happening and went through, like, okay, these new homes. And, you know, we were looking at how beautiful it is because of the mountains and so on and so forth. And, you know, it's just kind of celebrate the fact that, you know, people have lived here and they're moving on to different. But we're seeing this, the conversations that we're having with people that have been very embedded in the community that are leaving California at kind of like, gosh, we have to be up to 10 now that are moving out of state. 10 couples we know.
Yeah. And these are people that they've been business people here. They've had great businesses or, you know, they've been law enforcement. They've been all these things. And it's just kind of really strange. Maybe not strange, but they're saying that. We were talking to one of the people over there. No, we're not looking to move there. But we just went to see what kind of house it was, housing there was.
And
there
beautiful were homes.
Beautiful homes. Beautiful homes. I mean, it had the great layouts and all that. But she said, oh, no. She says half the homes were selling from California.
Really? I didn't hear her say that.
She says half the homes were selling right here from California. And she said Northern California is a lot of them.
Wow.
I mean, Northern could be from San Francisco on up.
Left
so.
The room at that particular point. I didn't hear that. But that doesn't surprise me because we're
– I said, how many people are coming from California? She goes, a lot. Half. Half of them are buying from here.
Jeez.
And so you think about that, and then you ask yourself, why is that happening? Well – and you look around, in some cases, you know, not us, but when you look around, you see a lot of people really upset. Now, if you remember me talking to you about the couple that, you know, very, very, they're very generous to the community, just moved here, young, dynamic people with a child, and they said they didn't know if they were going to stay because of the crime, and, you know, they knew people. They've been touched by crime. Their houses have been ransacked and all these things. You know, I talked about that, about a month ago. Well, as it turns out, you know, we ran into them again the other night, and they've made an offer on a house.
Okay.
So it looks like they're staying here. And I said, I'm so happy for that, but they still want to come on, and I'm still going to get them on the show here to talk about where their fears are and why they had to think about it. And I think it's important that you get somebody that comes from another city and has been raised, you know, they've been raised, you know, up through inner cities and have made it as a lawyer and a surgeon and that they, and what their fears were right here in, you know, in Reading after, you know, they came up in New York and Philadelphia. I mean, and then they come here. And they literally, they never knew anybody that was really touched, had their houses ransacked. They didn't know anybody like that till they moved here. So that's kind of strange. But I'm glad they're staying, first of all. They're
me
really, you know, they're really good
people.
And they're going to be great types to be here in Reading. It's too bad that for every, you know, that we couldn't have for every, it's like Trump says, for every, you know, for every regulation that you bring to me, I want you to get rid of two other regulations. Wouldn't it be great if we could get for every good family that moves in here or a good person that moves here to Reading that two dirtbags have to leave? Wouldn't that be great? I mean, okay, they're here. Okay, there's two of them.
Well,
I mean,
what constitutes a dirt bag?
Because what you may think is
a dirt bag in somebody
else.
No.
Okay, there's a dirt bag. A thief, an addict, not a person that's trying to help themselves, not a homeless person. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about these thieves, these robbers, these shoplifters, these thugs that's car thieves. For every person moving in, two of them should have to leave. So this was a family of three people. So you can count a kid. Okay, but that kid counts as a whole. So three people move in, six dirtbags have to leave. How long would you take? Would it take to move all the dirt bags out of here, and we'd have a blooming community? Is that too much to ask for?
Well,
what do we think? What do we think, Sanctuary? What do we think?
Sanctuary!
We'll be right back. We have Rachel Hatch on. She's going to talk about the future. She's going to talk about tech. I just love having her on the show. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. I hope you all noticed all the new liners and the music and everything. Well, our music's always great, but new liners. And then we're getting really close to launching a new website. Should be within this year. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Federal and state lawyers are going before a panel of federal appellate judges in San Francisco today to argue for or against President Trump's temporary travel ban and refugee ban. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton told the Salem Radio Network in an interview that President Trump has a law on his side.
I don't think there's a real legal dispute that the president has the authority to make a temporary pause on immigration from certain high-risk countries. He has specifically delegated by federal immigration law the authority to exclude certain classes of immigrants for national security reasons.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is set to hear arguments today. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says a temporary travel ban has a justifiable goal in mind.
His intent, of course, is to only welcome people into this country who want to become part of this country, who want to enjoy the freedoms, that love the country, not those that want to destroy it.
Two states who have filed suit say that Trump's executive order is unconstitutional. Democrats follow through on their threat to launch a 24-hour talkathon on the floor of the U.S. Senate in a last-ditch effort to defeat Education Secretary nominee Betsy DeVos.
Washington State's Patty Murray.
This nomination is dead even right now, on the razor's edge. 50 senators, Democrats and Republicans, will vote to reject Betsy DeVos.
The numbers don't appear to be there. If they stay the same, it'll be up to Vice President Mike Pence to break the tie.
It's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally
Hines.
The Israeli parliament yesterday passed a law meant to retroactively legalize thousands of West Bank settlement homes. It's a step that could trigger some international outrage amid claims by the Palestinians that the land belongs to them. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is up about 80 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Some recent storms have not packed quite the punch of the so-called atmospheric rivers that swept across the California skies last month, but they've been severe enough to cause a few headaches for people like Santa Cruz resident Richie King, who explained to KGO-TV about some of the problems he's had.
It seems to happen at least a few times each year, and then El Nino season last year, we caught some of that, but normally they get it, you know, within a day or two, it'll be back on, so it's not too much of a hassle.
The first two storms that arrived early yesterday did drop some much welcome rain and snow from the Sacramento Valley and Sierra Nevada down to San Diego County. Very good news after years of drought, but if too much comes too fast, of course, that can cause a few flooding headaches. The U.S. trade deficit narrowed slightly in December, but the improvement was not enough to keep the deficit for the entire year from rising to the highest level since 2012. That should provide fuel for President Trump's contention that America needs a tougher approach when it comes to trade. More on these stories from townhall.com. Several GOP senators are now raising serious doubts about the president's plans for a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico.
Arizona Senator John McCain says President Trump's plan to force Mexico to pay for the wall isn't viable. He tells CNN building a wall without using technology like drones will not secure the border. Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells The Hill a wall would be only part of the solution. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch tells the Chamber of Commerce he has a lot of questions but no answers about a floated plan to include a tariff on imports from Mexico to pay for the wall. And Oklahoma Senator James Lankford tells CNN he wouldn't, in his words, count on Mexico to pay for our national security. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
A panel of four-star U.S. military officers is delivering lawmakers a bleak picture about the state of the armed forces. It's happening during testimony this morning before the House Armed Services Committee. More details can be found on all these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on the 7th of February, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. And I want you to pull up some of the flood warnings, but it's currently 55 degrees. Multiple hazards in effect. You know, we've got heavy rain and breezy, then showers all day until tonight. Tomorrow, Wednesday, heavy rain with our highs of around 58. And we've got, again, flood watch up until Wednesday. Bob, you've got some more details with the weather.
We have flood warnings in effect for several areas. A warning means it is actually happening all over the place. Southern Shasta County, if you're heading down the I-5, especially if you want to cross over to Chico there at the Woodland Bridge area, that area definitely starting to flood out. Most northern counties right now are under flood warning conditions. Again, if you happen to see a intersection that has some water in it, you think you can drive right on through it, think again. We have an additional inch or more of rain possible in the Central Valley through tonight. Areas of poor drainage. Foothills could see 3 to 6 inches of rain. And if you were near an area that was that suffered a fire in the last couple of years, you're going to see debris flows. So just closely monitor your situation. Be ready to go. Try not to cross moving water because that's when people get into big trouble.
All right. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better known business right here in the city of Anderson. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and all their customers are warm friends. Let's go to the phones real quick. Nick, good morning.
It is a good morning. Hey, Carl.
How you doing, buddy?
It's a real disappointment that these successful business people from Northern California here and people that have sucked the government's hind tit all their life and are retiring on these astronomical pensions are leaving the area when the going gets tough. The American people don't have any grit anymore. They should dig in and stick up and say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. They've got the perfect opportunity with Jefferson, and no, they're going to flock on over there and just let things go the way they're going. I got mine, and I'm out of here. That's my attitude about that. It's a real disappointment.
Well, you know, I think some of them are moving because of family, and I think others are moving for a couple other reasons. But I think the main reason is people aren't happy in California anymore. And I think, you know, that, you know, they fought the good fight. And at this point, they want to be able to kind of kick back a little bit. Now, Linda and I looked when we were over there because, you know, just because we were looking at the houses, thought, is this something we'd want to do? And, right, you know, no, it's not. It's not, not because the houses aren't beautiful, no, not because of that, or priced right. It was just because, no, we love it here.
We're embedded in our community.
We're in here like a tick and a fat puppy.
Yeah, we're embedded in our community. And I know we're not alone in the fact that when you see the landscape of things changing and you get city council on, you hear people come on, and it's just like, you don't see movement going in the direction that you want to see it going, people start thinking, gee, should I just, you know, should I start someplace else? I mean, we have these conversations every day. So, you know, on numerous levels about, you know, no, we got to stay here. We're going to do the good fight. So, you know, we're along the lines with you, but we need to share with our listeners. People are thinking about it.
Yeah. And you know what? But the thing is you can't give up the good fight. You know, here, this town has got so much potential. And what we have to do is if the city council isn't prepared to move forward with it, then we need to replace the city council either at the time they come up for election or sooner. The same thing with the board of supervisors. This city has great potential in this county, in this area. They just need to get it together and move forward. And we're not ready to give up.
To do that.
Well, you know what? Then we need to change the people. You know what? We've got two new people in there. Let's see what they look like. We have three others that were in there before. And if they haven't moved forward, if they're not prepared to move forward and to make some hard decisions, then they need to be replaced. I'll just flat out say it like this. And if they can't make the tough decisions, and I tell you what, here's a tough decision. It may be, let's go back to a four day work week.
It's not just Redding. It's northern. It's all of California.
It may be all of California, but right now, you know what?
We need to stand up and say this state doesn't represent us anymore.
Well, I tell you what. Right now, my fight's with that enemy right in front of me. Not the enemy, but my target right in front of me.
That's right, Carl. And you can't convince me that the Shasta County hasn't made a deal to take on more AB-109ers than what we deserve coming in here to mine the resources.
That's a good question, and that's something we should ask. We should be able to find that out. Okay,
will they be honest with us when we ask them? I see how Larry Lease and all the other supervisors are real good about talking around in circles and not really giving you an answer.
Well, I tell you what, we're just going to have to keep pounding away at it, aren't we? Don't
Let's
give
do
up.
That, Carl.
There
Let's
you go,
start
Nick.
A movement, you and I. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nick. we're sitting here with Mike Quinn, who is well known around town. You know, who ran for city council.
Yep.
May run again. Just has to change that one sign.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike is also big into the logging conference, and he came in here to talk a little bit about that.
That's right. It's the biggest trade show and only trade show that we have in this entire county, and to an industry that supports this community more than people know. It's kind of pushed aside, and people don't talk about it as much anymore, but this is our chance to show up and, you know, for the 68th annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. It's coming to actually starting today with some of the things that the education. And that's what the logging conference really wants to get out there. We have a lot of fun events. We draw people out. We want the kids to come out and see the equipment. We have an education day that's huge on Thursday. But there's education more, and that is for the people out in the woods. They need continuing education, and so we give that to people. And we bring people in from all over. So they get anything from, you know, first aid or a licensed timber operator training.
I see what you mean.
You know, these are getting continuation. They have to have points, you know, in order to go.
To keep going.
To keep going. Now, and so we provide that.
Now, people don't realize that, you know, of course, I think a lot of people do. Logging played such a big part in our history.
It still does.
And it still does. They don't realize how much, because all they hear about is, oh, we can't log. Yet you see some, you know, you see a lot of, lumber moving through here. The one thing that's happening, I think, we're going to be seeing, and can you hang on just for a few minutes after the break so
yeah.
we can talk
oh,
more
yes.
about this?
Yes.
Is that Trump coming in with regulations is that one thing that almost everybody says except a few environmentalists who keep suing is, and they're not even environmentalists. I think they're just, they're radical. I say radical. They're far, I'm not even sure how to describe them, that won't let us even knock down trees that have been burnt in a fire.
Right.
And they're out there getting ready for the next fire. Well, and that right there is a huge that is a huge revenue source, but also an energy source for biomass.
Exactly. And that's going to be a bigger and bigger subject all the time. But, you know, it's sustainable. It's an educated way of using a renewable resource. And that's really important.
Do they still clear cut?
Do they clear cut? I mean, you know, there's some areas. It depends on what you define as clear cut, but there's some areas in which they will go in because there's reasons for it.
Okay. Yeah. But as soon as they're finished there, there's trees planted because everything here is renewable asset.
Right.
And you know, where they go through and they can take out individual trees, or they may take out an area that is all the trees there and then replant them for a reason.
Now, there's thinning. There's all kinds of things. And everything is done under a plan. There's a forest plan. So it's all discussed.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Mike Quinn is our guest. We're talking about the logging conference, the 68th annual Sierra Logging Conference. Is that a Sierra?
Sierra logging? Cascade Logging.
Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. And there's a lot of things happening.
When's Media Day?
When's Media Day? That's tomorrow.
All right. Chainsaw.
Are we throwing chainsaws? I don't think we
not
throw
chainsaws, but throwing of the chain.
You throw the beer cans.
You throw the axe. We used to throw the axe, but then after that horrible incident 10 years ago, we now throw beer cans at it.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. The best guys in the world to get somebody to work on your heating or cooling systems. That's right. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business a long time, and they are a veteran-owned business. They treat you like family. Voted best in the North State. Nothing better than that. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Mike Quinn.
Continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night, I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesdays he goes shopping, has buttered scones for tea. He's a
works all day.
I cut down trees.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot and the Lumberjacks.
Never gets old.
Never gets old. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends.
Monty Python. Lumberjack song. I love it.
Yeah, over at Bastiani Arms. Hey, you're looking for a gun. You're looking for wanting to know what kind of gun you can buy that's legal? And ammo? Go down and talk to John Bastiani, 2539 Larkspur. Not only have he and Sarah got built a great gun store with all the accessories you could want for shooting, he knows what's legal. He says, I know right now what's legal, but he says you never can tell what they do at night. And then it comes out a day or two later, and you know it kind of like sifts out there. But Bastiani Arms, great place, great customer service, great gunsmithing, classes on CCW and hunter safety. All of this at 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Bastiani Arms. Okay, we're here with Mike Quinn, who is the
publicity director
for the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. But you've been associated with this a long time, haven't you?
Right. I used to work for Emmett Vaughn Cascade Logging years ago.
You ever done any logging?
Have I ever?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Have you really?
Yes. I went back to Colorado when we owned property back there, and when they had that big beetle kill and all that, and we logged our property.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Me and my brother-in-law.
It's not an easy job.
No, it's not, because we had to become the loader and everything else. Oh. We had to drag the logs once we cut them down and bring them out to the road so the guy who we paid to haul them off, could get them. So, yeah, and I had a chainsaw. I still got my dad's 1964 Remington chainsaw that he used. So we own property in Colorado, and we cut trees.
Cool. Okay. Sierra Cascade Logging Conference is going on. In fact, it starts today with, I think it's...
Today it starts, some of the classes and things like that. In fact, right now going on is a licensed timber operator training class. So, these are things that are really and really important that we provide to these guys, a venue for them to get their continuing education points. And, people who want to come into the industry, it's a good chance for them to, get some learning and stuff like that. We're heavy into the first aid out there in the woods and things. So there's a lot that's going on. We also have... The Cal Forestry people come in and they give us updates on what's going on. So the whole time that this is going on, it's not just an economic exposition in which there's a lot of money transferred. As people, the big vendors are down there trying to sell their equipment and all that. We try to incorporate everything that people need in the industry. So it's really important for us. And then we educate the kids too.
Well, there's been so many laws. California seem to has clamped down on, like you were talking about species
logging
and stuff like that, the endangered species and so on and so forth. How much have you've been involved in this now Cascade Logging Conference for how many years?
I think this is my 16th.
Okay. So when you look back 16 years ago, your attendance was around...
It was, we get bigger all the time. Because
One
thing we've been doing, it's growing. This year is going to be an exceptional year. A lot of more vendors are coming in, things like that, as they see some of the things changing on the horizon so that people can, go out there and actually do what they're supposed to be doing in the forest.
You heard what I said, for every one regulation you bring, you better be getting rid of two. That's what Trump said.
Right.
That's the same thing we can say about this. For every good couple of people we bring in here, two dirtbags have to leave, or four dirtbags have to leave. Now, that's really good. Now, a vendor that comes in there, they could be selling anything from a line of chainsaws, I guess, to huge. I mean, you're talking about big money.
Feller Buncher, big bats and stuff like that.
Big money stuff. Because if you're looking for things to do this week, which you might, because some of us will be inside, but they have an excavator rodeo Saturday, February 11th, inside the fairgrounds. What they'll be doing probably is cutting swaths around to get rid of all the flood water.
We might be helping them down there with a little bit of that.
World's Strongest Logger Competition. What's that?
That's something that's brand new this year. It's the first time we've had it up here.
I haven't seen this.
This is from the international group that does the Celtic Games. And these guys, they pull fully loaded logging trucks. They lift those big rocks and stuff like that.
It's like the world's strongest man type thing.
Absolutely. These guys, they throw the caper. That's what they say in Celtic land. But, to us, we try, it's log.
Yeah, they run down there.
They throw them on the truck. These are log loaders. It's a phenomenal show, and we're so glad to be able to bring that out. And that's one of the things we do to try to get the people to come down. And, it's a good, fun event. People are going to be pretty excited to see that.
It's in a building.
Yes, it is.
Okay, but so you can get inside.
And so, obviously you're not going to pull a truck through the building, but, you know, some of that will be on the outside. But, you know, we also have to be mindful of the weather, and we still want to have these things go on.
What's the Wild Things show?
Wild Things show is we literally bring animals. There's a group that's down in Sacramento area, and they go out and they find the animals that have been injured, and they can't be released back into the wild, so they make them into it's a display, and they bring the animals out. And a lot of times, kids, even though we have animals right here within our city limits, they don't see them. So it's to kind of educate people, number one, on, you know, that they can, these animals, you know, can be taken care of once they've been injured, and give a little bit of history, a little bit of story about the animals. So it's really, really popular, you know, with the kids, even the adults. A lot of them haven't seen some of these animals.
So you have the log loading skills competition Saturday, February 11th.
Right.
Is that with machines?
Yes, these guys are actually getting out there, and, you know, there's an excavator, the log loading equipment, stuff like that, and they have to do skills with these things. And
it's not easy.
Oh, no, and we bring good Kapik guys in there, and they compete heavily for the trophy there.
Well, honey, remember when we're driving up to Weaverville, and we're going up, you go on up Buckhorn, and here comes the other side of the road. Here comes the logging truck. Now, I mean, I've had trucks before, big trucks, and this guy's coming around corners, staying on his side of the road with a dually load coming around. I guess it's just one. Or do they have?
They can bring the
duals down there, and they're on their side of the road coming around these curves, riding this. The guy's sitting up there just looking pretty unconcerned, and I'm trying to keep the F-150 on my side of the road, and these guys come down like that.
Very, very skilled position that they, you know, that they carry, and he may look like he's, you know, just kind of going down the road like it's normal, but they are paying attention every second.
I mean, how can you not?
Because it's a guy like you that's going to cross the line in front of them.
I tell you what, when you're on a motorcycle and you see that guy coming, you are leaning to the, you know,
a couple things in here that are like World's Strongest Logger Competition.
Right.
Now, what do you do with that?
That's what he was talking about.
Okay, but I mean, like, what do you do?
Well, we don't do anything. These are experts that come into this. They bring these guys in. They're from Romania and Bulgaria and Poland. And these guys are world strong.
Do they run with a pole?
Yeah. They do all kinds of
they're going to do things. They're going to pick up logs. They're going to pick, you know, I tell you, I can see this. Remember the world's strongest?
I want one of those on the air. I want to talk. I want that.
Can we get one of those guys?
Come on.
These are, you know, here's some pictures. Hold that up.
Okay, now can everybody see this?
Hold it up to the microphone.
I will do that. And I'll do that. Now, okay, this guy is picking up. This guy is picking up a round stone. That's got to probably weigh at least 300 pounds. Oh, he's just rolling it
easily.
Up. And then, of course. But
where do you want me to put it?
Is there a chance we can get one of these guys on?
I don't know when they're coming in. I will see what we can do with that.
But love to have them on for a few minutes talking about this. Because I tell you what, this is one of those things that the Sierra. Okay. Now, one time when it just coincided with the Sierra Logging Conference, if you remember. Governor Palin came through here, Sarah Palin.
Yes, we were the ones who brought her.
Then you brought her in, and you filled up the convention center
twice.
Yeah, and it, you know, it,
people
it,
were
it was
clamoring
it was,
for those tickets too.
Yeah. Yes, I mean that was a big thing, and you know, we like to make statements and stuff like that, but we also want to, you know, be sure that we do that in an educated way.
Well, Mike, how much is the logging industry worth up here to Northern California?
Is it worth?
Yeah, I mean, how much does it bring in, would you say? I mean, just...
I really don't even have a clue as to
because
that number.
It's not just logs. It's our friends in the fuel industry. It's our friends in the truck industry, drivers. I mean, there's so much to it. I mean, look at Sierra Pacific, of course, who, you know, with their with the mill down there, the jobs there, and then all the ancillary jobs away from
that's
that.
That's what we try to push is that, you know, you have fuel taxes, tire taxes, you have taxes when people buy the equipment and stuff like this. There's the repair business side of it. There's so much that goes on. And then one thing that we're trying to get people to understand is that the computers are moving into the industry in a very, very important way. The mills right now, you know, they are run with, you know, joysticks
everything is set,
you know, so precisely. And that's the way, you know, things are happening. And out in the woods, you know, you've got that big, you know, million-dollar machine and somebody's running it with a joystick. So one thing that we want to push is where's the education? Where do people need to find a way? Well, what about repairing those? You know, you're throwing a computer into the worst possible conditions out there.
Well, what about this? What about the people? You know, we've talked about this, but it's called the lean manufacturing. And they're talking about how they use robotics and computers. Well, it's like that now, where it takes the jobs of many and drops it to few, but it also opens up all these jobs to one is the person that can do that. Now you're talking about instead of having a $12 an hour job, you've got a $25 to $30 an hour job, if not more, plus what it takes to keep these things going and to build these things.
Right.
I mean, this is the new industry. That's why, you know, when you see CloudWise Academy training people on working with the web and working in the system, it's so important.
Well, it is important, you know, to tell people, you know, all the things that are – yes, it takes some jobs, but it also creates
it
others.
Creates other jobs.
You also need somebody who's been out in the woods who's designing this equipment so he knows how it's supposed to work.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so you have that, and then you have the repairs that keep it going because, I mean, once that – if you have a machine that takes the place of three or four pieces of equipment and it goes down, those three or four things are all
everything
not being
else
done.
Goes.
And so it's really, really important to, you know, and that's why we have the education days. We have an In Woods Day where we take kids out into the forest and we actually show them what's going on a live site so that they get an idea. You know, when your chainsaw's got a computer chip in it, everything has got something.
Chainsaw's got a computer chip in it?
Absolutely. You know, to keep it running right and all this. So where's your repairs?
Bob.
According to the American Forest and Paper Association, which is an industry trade group, throughout the country, 900,000 jobs. Forest product industry accounts for 4% of the total U.S. manufacturing GDP, $200 billion in products annually, $50 billion of payroll here in California. 54,000 people are employed in the forestry products industry with an annual payroll of over $3 million. They want to get rid of that?
No, we don't.
No, I imagine 15, 20 years ago, there was probably more people.
Much more in there.
But, you know, now, like you said, though, I mean, more training, more things going on. The salaries are going up.
And we're finding that there's more uses for the products, or the byproducts and things like this. We're becoming much more efficient when it comes to that. Again, we can go into the woods and we can select trees to trim back. And, you know, you have to thin your forests. That's a prevention for the fires. There's all kinds of, you know, reasons to go in there. And when a tree has reached its useful life, it's no longer absorbing carbon. Why not let the other trees come up behind it?
And, you know, the other thing, you know, about the amount of water, like you said, the amount of water, and, you know, that they are doing these things. And when we get a fire, everything good that trees do is negated in 3 days of fire. You know, hundreds of years of growth. And cleansing of the air, hundreds of years of this, maybe even more, you know, yeah, hundreds and hundreds of years, wiped out in a 5-day fire that pushes all the carbon in the air, does all this, and yet it's, you know, that we can still use the remnants of it.
Right. And you'll find it a lot of times. I remember, you know, when working with Emmett Vaughn Cascade Logging, that when there was a fire, we would pull our equipment off and go fight the fire because we were right there already.
Yeah.
We already had our resources out there.
Hey, we got to take a break here. You want to be able to stay just for a minute afterwards?
Yeah.
I've got people here saying Quinn for city councilor or county supervisor. I'm thinking probably back for city council. He's already got to sign. But you can always change
it's been out
that.
There now for how many years, but it's okay.
You can go all Russell Hunt with your sign and use some duct tape.
Christmas village.
You know what? Here's things that people don't understand. Because we see Mike all the time. And he's got his, of course he's got his, station. As everybody knows, we bought our license from Mike Quinn, and he's been such a huge help.
We're sister stations.
Right.
And the thing about it is, though, is that I'll come by and Mike is so up on so many things that are going on around here that I'll mention something, and he's got like 10 minutes of background on it. And, you know, I just don't think people realize how much knowledge you have of this town and how it works. I mean, I know you're not running, but I'm just saying this just from what we've observed, you know, every day for the last, 8 years? I mean, you really – there's nothing going on in this town, whether it comes to REU or the privatization or laws or whatever happens in this city or county, that you haven't touched on at some point.
Well, in being in media, there's a responsibility to report on things, too. So, in having that, you know, you get the stories, and then I wrote news for years and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's part of it is you got to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and how many thousands of people, cycled through us here too. I mean, you get to hear all sides of this thing. And so it kind of really does. It's really relevant. Anyway, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. Guys, it's becoming, it's Valentine's Day. Should I say more?
No, you said it all.
Get her a log.
Dandelion. Dandelion.
Bring her a tree.
My favorite.
Get her a
boutique,
chainsaw.
The largest home of Brighton in the North State. Wonderful colors, all sizes. You're going to just find something great for yourself or your missus or your girlfriend or your mom or your neighbor or your friend. Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street.
All right, it's 8:33 in the morning. We're with Mike Quinn, and we'll be right back after these messages to finish up here on the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Celebrate the North State's heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Logger Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Roseburg Resources Company, Dan Aarons & Sons, Steve Wills Trucking and Logging, and Wheeler Brader Shasta Energy Company. And remember, admission is free.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi folks, this is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with Dish. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for Dish, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off of their bill. We are a local authorized Dish dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com. Like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
In the distance, he's going for speed. She's all alone.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 7th of February, 2017. This portion of the show brought to you by...
By who?
It's brought to me by my barbershop.
Yeah, brought to you by... What was that?
My barbershop.
Okay.
My barbershop, it's over in...
Your barbershop.
Our barbershop.
That would be the one in Cypress
Square.
Cypress Square Barbershop.
You went
You just have a 60s moment there, boss?
Did you sip a cup of coffee? Let me whip
it. Rubber roll, please.
Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue there. It's a veteran-owned business. It's discounts for seniors and veterans. They will do a brain transplant on me today, I think.
No, that's all right. You know
Man's
what?
Man's last stronghold, okay? Cypress Square Barbershop.
I just have to say, before we go back into Mike Quinn and we talk about what's happening with the Shasta...
Sierra
Cascade Logging Conference, yeah. I do want to talk about that. You know, when you look at a true champion, in my opinion, a true champion is how they hold themselves after a loss. Like Cam Newton last year, I was just totally embarrassed for him. I thought about children that were watching him, and he was a sore loser. So for those people who were Falcon fans and they feel terrible, one of the things that the tweet that came in after Matt Ryan, even though it's the whole team, it's how you hold your head up. In defeat. He tweeted, "We came up short last night. My heart hurts for you, Atlanta. Hats off to New England. They played a heck of a game. We will adapt. We will overcome. We will rise up again." You know what? That makes me really respect the heck out of this guy, because that's what a true champion does. Someone has to win. Someone has to lose. At first, we thought, oh, my God, the Patriots, I can't even believe it, but they're having a bad day. It happens. The first three quarters were not so good. But anyway, so I just had to say that because I think that shows how you can be a gentleman and show respect and dignity at a time of sorrow and loss. There.
$25 million, you should have been able to get him down field goal. Won't go any further than that.
No,
but you know what that was. It's true. Hey, we're here with Mike Quinn, and we're finishing up here on the Sierra Cascade. We're not finishing. We're just talking about it. On the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference here, starting this week. It's starting today, really, for some people, with the loggers themselves having an education day, because they have to have certificates for things that they do, because it's a dangerous business, and there's a lot of things that can go wrong, and it is a very dangerous business. So it's things on safety, it's on first aid, plus so many other things that are going on today. But it runs all week long.
Right. It goes through Saturday. Saturday ends up Saturday at 3 o'clock.
And it
free to the public. And you're invited to come down there. Thursday is Education Day. We'll have 800 kids that go through, and they are taken around by people to certain stations. Everything's explained to them. It's a great day. The teachers then get to, you know, learn about what's going on. It teaches the kids what jobs are available around here, and they are very sustainable jobs.
They are. And not only that, but it kind of puts a different – it probably for the first time for a lot of the kids, it gives them a different viewpoint on the logging industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Mike – you've been associated with it for 16 years. It's getting bigger every year.
Right.
It's a great thing. It's unfortunate it's raining this year, but everything's still going on. A lot of things are inside.
Yep.
So that's the best thing. It's a lot of things are inside. So
they're supposed to clear up Friday and Saturday, and that's really the two big days when all the things that are going on. To bring the public down and have some fun with it. You know, we have the colleges that come out. And last we wanted to put a big shout out to Shasta College, because their logging team last year defeated San Luis Obispo, Cal Berkeley, and Humboldt State. So a two-year school. One over the four-year schools. And this is logging skills is an NCAA.
Chopping,
sawing, and all that stuff.
Okay.
And our kids took it, and we are so proud of them.
Our guys are great here. But they beat UC Berkeley?
Yes.
Berkeley's got a logging team?
Yes, they do.
Humboldt State's got a – okay, I can imagine Humboldt.
Of course. But
San Luis Obispo?
Cal Poly's got a logging team?
Yes, they do. These are NCAA, you know, sanctioned sports.
Do they get, like – scholarships?
Yeah, so I'm sure they do. I honestly don't know the answer to that, but I'm sure they do if they have a team.
Oh, my gosh.
They want to win at anything.
Berkeley.
Yes.
I just imagine those guys.
Well.
Anyway.
No, there's real people that go to Berkeley.
I know that. We know a lot of them. Okay. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot. Good luck.
You're welcome.
You won't need good luck, because this is just a great place to to go for this weekend, everybody. And head on down there. It's free. You can see, have a good time. You see some great stuff.
Ask questions of people.
Things you've never seen before.
Yeah, we're there to tell people, you know, about the industry, about the sustainability of it, and, you know, how important it is for people, and the fact that, you know, education is going to overcome anything else. And all the money that we raise there, it's a nonprofit group. Nobody gets paid. And we put that money back into education.
Right here in our area.
In our area, and then also in other areas, you know, that we send the money to, Teachers and Trees. There's statewide, you know, groups that help, you know, educate people on
the
logging industry.
And forestry products
and timber industry, right.
Timber. Great. Okay. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, we're going to take a break, get back on time here, but Club Cougar is having a time here from February 8th to the 11th and February 15th to the 18th. First Church of the Nazarene on Bocelli Lane.
I think we're supposed to have a couple of those girls on that perform. They do like the Andrews Sisters.
And they came through already.
Oh, they did. Okay, that's fantastic.
I was one young lady just had a stunning voice.
And
great
I think
voice.
They do
they
the,
all
nas-
did. They all had
the national
voice.
Anthem as well. But anyway, that is something that is just people talk about that for years that have been involved in it, have played at it, have attended it. It's something that people bring in. Take up the big time and experience the exciting, dramatic, and very musical era of the 1930s. It's Club Cougar. Go to Club Cougar 2017 at eventbrite.com to purchase tickets.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 16 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 55 degrees, it's raining. It's going to continue to rain. So I guess you know it was like when Bob said, what's it going to look like tomorrow, Bob?
Hot.
Okay, so what's it going to look like tomorrow?
Wet.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Tuesday. And your arms are stretched wide open. January, you need to change that calendar from January. What is up with that?
I don't know. What happened to our producers that were supposed to be doing this kind of stuff?
Welcome back to the show this morning.
So wherever turned the first, it should have been that. So we can blame this on Just Bob because he's here early in the morning.
Welcome back to the show. We're 55 degrees, and of course, we need to be aware that there are massive, there's a, for 3 days now, flood, multiple hazards in effect, a flood watch. Through Wednesday. And you did talk about that earlier, Bob. You were talking about there was flooding in which areas? Sorry to put you on the spot.
Most
there.
Of the northern counties in the foothills right now, pretty much anything this end of the state is subject to flood watches and warnings. A watch means that they it's believed that there will be a problem. Warning is there is a problem.
Wow.
So the basic thing here is don't go through a flooded intersection. Don't try to cross moving water. The word from the National Weather Service is turn around. Don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur people who thought they were safe in their vehicle.
Well, I remember the flood watch, the flash floods that would happen in Las Vegas. And they would happen so quickly, and I happened to have a little Volkswagen Bug. Believe it or not, that thing was a tank that floated. So I could just kind of take that through. But the thing is I remember how many cars would get flooded and the water would come through quick. And we're seeing that. We see images of that as well with the rising of the creeks and everything. All right. So
good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
Right. And also in headlines today, and I wanted to get your take on this for our listeners. Vizio has agreed to pay $2.2 million to settle a lawsuit with the Federal Trade Commission after the television manufacturers were caught gathering customer data without permission for years. According to a complaint filed by the FTC and the Attorney General of New Jersey, Vizio began making TVs in 2014 that automatically tracked what people were watching. Now, older devices were retrofitted remotely through software updates, and all of the data was gathered without telling consumers and watched without their consent.
Yeah, and this is something similar to what happened with Samsung a couple of years ago, and it's basically what Google does, but Google lets you know that they're actually looking at your emails to serve ads based on your interests in order to give you a better customer experience, quote unquote. Where Vizio stepped in it is that they made it seem that you were opting out of data being some of which could be personally identifiable because they know who bought that particular TV set because every TV has a unique identifier. This really it upsets people and it slows. It erodes the trust that people should have. I mean, these things can be used for ill or good, and this just erodes a lot of trust. So it's basically a slap on the wrist. The consumers themselves won't see much of this. It'll go right to the government coffers.
My goodness. Well, you know, we can find out a lot of this stuff on Boomer Tech, of course, Bob and Brenna Belongi on Saturdays. So it's a wonderful show, and they talk about all things that have to do with Internet and gadgets, so on and so forth.
Okay. Well, it's a lot of things. I tell you what, with so much stuff going on with in our world today, just trying to keep up. So tomorrow the chief of police is going to be on. I'm going to be traveling tomorrow morning and afternoon and coming back Thursday. I'm heading down to San Diego for a conference with the California Highway Patrol. I'm on their citizens advisory group. And they're bringing us down to San Diego to look at what things are going on the border. So I can't wait to see that and come back and be able to talk about that Friday. But tomorrow, Chief of Police is going to be on, and we'll be here with them.
Right.
Thursday, Trish has it, and I'm sure she has some surprises.
You know, Trish Clark is just a class. She's a class act. I you hear her on the air. If you don't know Trish, she was very, very, she was a supervisor, very involved with that building of the senior center down in Anderson.
Frontier Center.
She's very involved with, Anderson in a lot of things, beautifying Anderson and making Anderson. But, you know, Trish Clark makes Reading, and knowing her as a friend, a more beautiful place to be. She has a good heart. She's just when you talk about somebody, and I don't mean this in a wrong way, like a sturdy woman. She's steadfast and strong, really devoted to her children and her just her faith and her friendships. And I just can't say enough about her. I mean, I want to spend more time with Trish. There you go. So there's my love fest for Trish. And I mean it.
The Homeland Security guy, General Kelly, taking the blame for the hasty travel ban rollout. They've also said that, hey, if you've got a green card, you come back in. But at the same time, Nancy Pelosi says she can't work with President Bush. Now, I'm not sure why she would say that, except that she got confused with Bush and Trump. I'm not sure why that would be. But what Kelly said was, hey, look, we pushed this thing out, and we did it without maybe we should have thought it through a little bit better. And you probably should have, because when this came out, you've got so many parts to it that you're having to change. So that was not a I'm glad that he came out and said, hey, look, I'm the one that did this. But, I realize that Trump has got to, make up, he's going to validate his promises. He's going to keep his promises. But when he does that, it's, you can say one thing, you say, hey, we're going to build the wall. Okay, we're going to build the wall. And they start on that. But when you do something like banning millions of people, even though that's what he said, and I think we really do need to look at people that are coming in from these countries. I really think that we need to, get our arms around it, because you don't know who everybody that's coming through here is. But, it could be done a lot better way.
Mm-hmm. Slight change of topic here. Caller called in and pointed out that he was on a mobile, didn't want to go on the air. He's saying, the California State Water Quality Control Board, in spite of the fact that we are pretty much drowning up here right now, still insists that these, and in some cases this is still true, that the state is in a historic drought, and that the cutoff of water to farmers is still necessary in order to protect the cities and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Which, if we had a site's reservoir where we could keep some of this stuff instead of flushing the ocean out.
But they've been trying to build for 50 years.
Yeah.
And it'll still be 3 or 4 years before they have it. There'll be time for the next drought.
I'm thinking longer than that.
Well, here's the thing about it. And people are saying, hey, look, please raise the restrictions, and they're not doing it yet. So, because right now, where's the water going? It's straight out, right?
Because if you control the water, you control the population and where people build, and that's the end game. To me. But I could be paranoid. By the way, I helped yesterday cut the promo for your new upcoming show that will be featured opening on Monday nights.
All right.
I think you'll like the promo.
What's that going to be? Tell me what that is.
We're not sure of the launch date yet.
Yeah, what's
the show about?
Well, we got to get them on this week and start, so we can start playing it. It's
our answer to George Norrie and Art.
Oh, fun!
Yeah. I've talked to the guy. I didn't know he had finalized the name yet. So what's the name?
Radio Wasteland, I think. Something
like that.
Yeah, yeah. Let me look it up
quick. Here's a guy. He's one of these brilliant computer types. He started talking about, the computer field and all this. He is. And, I was sitting through the class for the SEO class. Just, I was watching him and listening to him. And Radio Wasteland. He is so into this. You remember when I did Outside the Wire?
Right. Yeah. People ask about that show.
Oh, yeah,
still.
I know. And I love that show because, that is a never-ending show. You can always find people that have got something that they need, that they believe in, whether it's a conspiracy theory or aliens or whatever. But he Yes, really. And so he's starting a show on Monday nights. It might even be next Monday because we're having him on the show, I believe, this week.
Would you like me to tease the promo for our listeners?
Sure.
Yes.
All right, yeah, let's hear it.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
I'm patting myself on the back.
That's it.
A great set of pipes. I did the production. He did the voiceover.
Oh, he's got great.
The host, and I can't remember his name.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be great.
It is going to be good. And
he needs to know the name because sometimes, you know, it's just about the show content. Then you get to know, you get into the show, and then the host of the show becomes secondary because it's really like you get lost in it. Then, of course, it became George Norrie. But now that's so cool. That starts when?
We don't have a firm date.
Well, it may be this Monday or maybe the following Monday, but we're going to start it soon because he's ready. And you know what? And like I said, you know, there is a never-ending supply of stories out there. I mean, I'm still getting hits on my Outside the Wire on my Facebook page. I didn't even looked at in three or four or five years now.
Uh-huh.
And still have people – I'm getting new likes on it all the time. And I'm like, it hasn't even been on out there. I think you can still come in. I think it's in our archives.
Yeah.
Someplace.
Yeah.
I tell you, and
you're
know
out in the ether
my favorite,
somewhere.
My favorite one was the Lemurian. Okay. remember? We had
don't
the,
laugh.
He was the hybrid Lemurian
yes,
that was
he
on.
Was the
was
hybrid
great.
Lemurian.
Hey, we got to run. Tomorrow, Chief of Police Rob Plotty, with a lot of things going on with the police department and crime. And everybody, try to stay as dry as you can out there for the next
keep
few days.
Keep a positive.
What is that? Karma?
Positive. Keep positive thoughts in your head and in your heart.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Ready.
My ground won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my
breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Democrats talked through the night in an effort to find the votes to defeat Education Secretary nominee Betsy DeVos.
With the latest count deadlocked at 50, Washington State's Patty Murray says Democrats will hold the floor until the final vote.
To do everything we can to persuade just one more Republican to join us.
Two Republicans have publicly announced they'll vote no. If the numbers stay the same, Vice President Pence will cast an historic vote to break the tie.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting in that final vote set for today is expected to get underway, well, as we speak. President Trump says he cannot believe his administration has to fight in the courts to uphold his refugee and immigration ban, a policy he says will protect the country. Trump says some people with the wrong intentions trying to take